Here's a thought I'll title Phases of a Career, which has become a bit of a revelation for me as I've gotten older. I'm now in my 70s. And I suppose like anybody who achieves a certain age, you start looking back a little bit just to see where you've come, partly so that you can decide where you want to go in whatever remaining years you have. At least that's the phase that I'm in. And in that process, I've been recognizing there are some phases of my career that I wasn't quite sure I knew were phases of my career. Said another way, if we work at something long enough, we'll eventually recognize that we've been working our way through phases of a career without being conscious of it. Now, in my case, my evolution, if you will, I can now look back and identify four distinct phases of my creative life, of my creative output in particular. So for me, this takes the form of media as much as it takes the form of content or what I'm photographing. So here are the four phases of my career. I started off by doing prints, individual, standalone prints, matted, framed, hung on the wall, like all of us did and still do. But then I morphed into a second phase of production, which was folios, pursuing something that was sort of halfway between original prints and fine art photography books, multiple images but not bound. And folios were a very creative thing that I did for a long time. I haven't done one for a while simply because I don't have the facility to do them anymore. But if I had the facility, I would probably still be doing folios as phase two of my career. Subsequent to that, I started getting serious about producing PDFs as my original artwork simply for the means of universal distribution. I didn't want to play commerce with my photographic work. I guess it boils down to the idea that I didn't want to turn my passion for art making into a small business. So PDFs allowed me to produce my work with the same sort of intensity and seriousness that I was doing with prints and folios, but make them available on my website as free downloads, which accomplished one of my primary objectives, which was to share my work, but to do it without the barriers of expense to produce and the necessary cost for the audience. So PDFs became my third phase, and I'm still doing those. And then my fourth phase is chapbooks, where I started making handmade artist books that were like folios, collections of small images, but this time gathered in a hand-sewn, bound artist book. What's been doubly interesting is as I've gone back and looked at these four phases of media that I've used in my life, there's also been a subtle concurrent shift with the content. That is to say, what I photograph, how I photograph it, the kinds of images that I'm most proud of, and an expanding point of view about non-photographic medium. That is to say, layout and design, typography, image and text, those kinds of things. If those are the four phases of my creative life and output, doesn't it make sense then to ask the question, I wonder what's next? And in asking that question, I realized that going from prints to folios to PDFs to chapbooks, there was sort of a logical stepping stone from one thing to the next thing. And maybe that's a useful thing in our photographic careers to help us determine what might be next. What was the outgrowth of prints? It was folios. What was the outgrowth of folios? It was PDFs. What was the outgrowth of PDFs? It was chapbooks. What will be the outgrowth of chapbooks? I don't know, but it's got me thinking that maybe that's a clue to discovering, perhaps a little more quickly and with less fumbling around, what the next phase of my artistic career might be. I don't know yet, but I'm working on it. And this time, because of this reflexive looking back, maybe I'll be able to work on it a little more purposefully and design what the next phase of my art career is without having to stumble upon it like I did so often in the past.
Copyright 2025. Lenswork Publishing.